Listen to these verses from Luke 19, 1 through 10, and 21, 1 through 4, from the International Version of the Bible. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up to him and said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. "Truly, I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." The words of God for the people of God.
And let us pray. Holy God, you give us words, you guide our thoughts, and you fill our hearts. May these words I speak be pleasing to your ears. May our thoughts be formed in your image, and may our hearts be ever tuned to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pig and Chicken are walking down the road talking about life and about their plans for the future. After a pause in the conversation, Chicken turns to Pig and says, "Hey, we should come up with a restaurant idea and be its primary investors." Pig says to Chicken, do you think we could make it work?" Chicken responds to Pig, "Of course we could make it work. Between the two of us, we've got the skills and the resources necessary." Pig nods his head and says, "Okay, all right, let's keep talking about this. Any ideas on what kind of restaurant it should be?" Chicken replies to Pig, "Yes, I have the perfect idea." Pig says, "Okay, well, what's your perfect idea for the two of us?" Chicken replies to Pig, "Well, I'm not sure exactly what we'd call it, but we'd definitely be serving eggs and ham." With that, Pig stopped short, turned to Chicken and proclaimed, "Whoa, whoa, 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 no way. We are not going to invest in a restaurant that serves eggs and ham." Chicken replies to Pig with surprise, "Well, why the world not?" Pig then says to Chicken, "Well, because for you, investing in an eggs and ham restaurant would require only simple donations, whereas for me, it requires total commitment." It's a funny little story I heard years ago, but the message is powerful. Simple donation versus total commitment. Do we give just a little bit of ourselves? Or are we all in? This funny little story inspires a serious question. And not just because of its obvious connections to our current financial stewardship series. Do we give just a little bit of ourselves? Or are we all in? This is a question for so many parts of life. Are we all in when it comes to our marriages and our families? Are we all in when it comes to our jobs or volunteer work? Are we all in when it comes to our friendships? Are we all in when it comes to our love of God and neighbor? Are we all in as disciples of Jesus Christ? Do we give just a little bit of ourselves? Or are we all in? Today's scripture readings offer us a couple of different stories of what it can look like to be all in. The story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19 and the story of the poor widow in Luke 21. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and as such, he was not a particularly popular guy. So when Jesus made a point to connect with him specifically, town folks grumbled and judged. Why would Jesus choose to connect with that sinner? Yet the fact that Jesus wanted to connect with Zacchaeus, well, that was exactly what inspired Zacchaeus to a new kind of generosity. Zacchaeus knew that everyone hated him for being a tax collector. Yet Jesus connected with him anyway. Jesus made Zacchaeus feel worthy and loved. So he climbed down from that sycamore tree, joined Jesus, decided to give half of his possessions to the poor, and decided to make right any of his financial wrongs. In chapter 19 of Luke's gospel, Zacchaeus went all in with Jesus. It's a great story and a powerful example of how the love and welcome of Jesus Christ inspires us to respond in new and generous ways. Then in chapter 21 of Luke's gospel, we met the poor widow who gave all she had to the temple treasury. Her gift was not a simple donation. It was a sign that she was all in for God. Though she was poor, though she was a widow, she gave sacrificially. And people don't give sacrificially on a whim. People give sacrificially out of a deep love for God and out of a deep sense of gratitude for all of life and for all its blessings, even when life has not always been easy. John Wesley, one of the founding fathers on the Methodist side of our United Methodist family tree, had very clear ideas about how Christians should use money. In fact, in the mid-1700s, John Wesley clearly outlined three simple rules for how Christians should use money. We should earn all we can, we should save all we can, and we should give all we can. Thus, the title of this series, Earn, Save, Give. Three simple rules for money that are easy to remember, but that are not always so easy, not always so simple to put into practice. Relating well and faithfully with money is a growth area for many of us, and that's okay. God grants us grace and forgiveness where we have erred with money. And God also sends the Holy Spirit to encourage us to grow in our ability to earn, save, and give. In his sermon last weekend, Pastor Mark talked briefly about the culture of now. The culture of now is a chronic emotional and spiritual illness in our society, an emotional and spiritual illness that keeps us focused on immediate returns. That new pair of jeans we saw, that new video game, that night out on the town, that new vehicle, that new home, that vacation, etc. We see it all, we think about it all, and we want it now. But we don't always want to think too long and hard about whether we can afford it now. So instead of thinking through our financial reality and perhaps telling ourselves no or not yet, we pull out the credit card with the balance that keeps creeping higher and higher. Or we overextend ourselves with a higher mortgage or another monthly payment. We spend more than we should in the now, and we limit our ability to appropriately save for the future. Or we spend more than we should in the now, and we seriously limit our ability to give all we can. As it turns out, I know about this rather intimately. When I became a full-time pastor, I started tithing. I started giving 10% of my income back to God through the church. I love knowing that the first 10% of my income goes right back to God in thanksgiving for all God has blessed me with. But for years, despite my tithe, I was wildly irresponsible with the remaining 90% of my income. For years, I was all about the culture of now. I didn't budget, and relative to my income, I drastically overspent on travel, shopping, and dining out. The result of which was not saving enough for my quarterly income tax and Social Security payments, and instead of paying down my credit cards and student loans, my credit card balances went up while I barely made a dent in my student loans. After years of that, in the spring of 2008, the stress of my overspending got high enough that I realized I needed to make some changes. So I signed up for Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University class at my church, and through that class, God literally saved my financial life. I started budgeting, I cut up all of my personal credit cards, and I prioritized my spending so that much of that extra money I'd been saving, or that I'd been using for travel, shopping, and dining out, well, much of that got shifted toward paying down my debt. Now, years later, not only have I paid off all my consumer debt, but the stress I used to feel over my finances has virtually disappeared. Plus, my ability to give has grown. Though that's not just because I'm better at managing my own personal finances. As many of you are aware, I got married this past January, and so now my income is not the only income in my particular household. When my husband Derek and I got married, my household tithe became our household tithe, and I'm so grateful. Of course, I'm so grateful to have fallen in love with and to have married a wonderful guy, but I'm also grateful that with two incomes in our household, we are able to give even more to God through McCabe, because I'm terribly excited about what God is doing here at this moment in time. And I love investing in what God is doing. Under the leadership of some phenomenal staff and unpaid servants, our prayer ministry is expanding. Our children's ministries are growing, small group ministries are developing in new ways, and more McCabe folks are interested in mission work beyond our walls. The Holy Spirit is breaking through at McCabe. I hope you can feel it, and I hope you will expect the Spirit to keep breaking through. In the last couple of days, those of you who are on our McCabe mailing list received a letter with an estimate of giving card for 2017. The letter asked you to prayerfully consider what you are being called to give, to invest in the work God is doing through McCabe in 2017. We invite you to fill out that estimate of giving card and to then bring it with you to worship next weekend. During each of our four worship services next week, we'll come forward to the altar and we'll consecrate. We'll surrender our offerings and our estimate of giving cards. I love this act of coming forward to the altar because in doing so, we are physically, tangibly surrendering our very selves to God. I love consecration weekend every year, but I'm particularly excited about this weekend, this next weekend's consecration, because next week our message will be brought by some special guests. During worship on Saturday evening, we'll hear from about half a dozen McCabe folks, youth and adults, who have gone on mission trips in recent years. We'll hear about how God called them to share the love of Jesus Christ with people in other places. We'll hear how those mission trips expanded their perspectives, how those mission trips inspired them to greater paths of devotion and service here at home. I can't urge you strongly enough to join us at next Saturday's 5 o'clock service to hear from these folks about their mission trip experiences. But then you have to come back Sunday morning because our message during all three services next Sunday will be offered by Pastor Mike Flowers. Along with his wife, Libby, Pastor Mike leads the Spirit Lake Ministry Center. Those of you who've had the privilege of hearing from Pastor Mike, you know that he is a gifted storyteller who is passionate about sharing the love of Jesus with the people of the Spirit Lake Nation. Last year, Pastor Mike preached at McCabe in early November, and after that, our shoebox Christmas gifts started rolling in higher numbers than we have ever experienced. Those gifts go to children on the Spirit Lake Reservation, and it is beautiful to hear from Pastor Mike about the powerful impact they have. And speaking of which, dearest people of McCabe, I expect nothing less after next weekend. If you haven't yet been inspired to purchase gifts for Shoebox Christmas, which is this month's One Thing project, you can pick up a shopping ideas list in the Great Hall Gathering space. You will most certainly be inspired to do so after next weekend. Friends, our God is the great giver, the creator of the world, the one who gives us life, the one who sent Jesus Christ, God's very Son, to live, to die, and to rise for us and for our salvation. Everything we do in this life is in response to God's gifts for us. We can respond with apathy, or we can respond in love and gratitude. So the central question we must ask ourselves this day, not only as we prepare for consecration next weekend, but as we prepare simply for another day of life as a follower of Jesus Christ, the question we must ask ourselves is that question from the very beginning of this message. Are we going to give only a little bit of ourselves? Or are we all in? Let us pray. Almighty God, send your Holy Spirit to break through into our hearts and into McCabe United Methodist Church. Lead us to bold new ways of sharing your love with one another in our neighborhood, in Bismarck, Mandan, and beyond. May we look to you always as we build your heavenly kingdom on earth. We pray this in the powerful name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.